The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. My name is Dayton Kane, and with Rose Gray for this hour of the Fox World Travel Show. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Don't wait until 10 minutes to 10 o'clock to call us. Call us right away so we can get you in and make sure we answer your questions. Good morning, Rose.
Hey, how are you? What a sunny, lovely day here in Wisconsin. You know what somebody told me this week? Winter melt is Mother Nature's way of making room for more.
Okay.
Does that mean it's going to snow some more?
I hope not.
Me too.
I did something last weekend I've never done before. I went ice fishing on Lake Michigan.
Oh.
Being on the lake is not the same as being on the beach. No. In Mexico or no. Jamaica no. or totally different experience.
But good for you. Did you catch anything?
Not a single bite.
Oh, boy.
A lot of bites of food and drinks of beer.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So what are we talking about today? Looks like you have more events coming up.
Yeah, we do. We're pretty pumped about two of them coming up. One is March 11th. It is with our Delta Vacations Platinum Partner Series. And the name of this webinar is Sun, Sand, and Strips. So if you can guess what that means, it is actually Florida beaches, Arizona, and Las Vegas strips.
Oh,
so we're going to talk
nice.
About those people who are choosing to stay stateside this upcoming spring break and into the very distant future. We may have people that are still looking to do that. And that particular webinar is the 11th of March at 6 p.m. Sun, Sand, and Strips. You can RSVP on our website under the resources tab. You'll find events and webinars, and that's how you sign up for that one. And then there is also one which is called Destination Love, and that is March 23rd, and that is at 6:30 p.m. What's very cool about this one, and I'm going to be tuning in even though I'm not participating, we have three couples who have planned their destination weddings with Fox World Travel, and our own Donna Crump, who was on with me a couple months ago, who is one of our destination wedding specialists, and they will be doing Destination Love Couples Question and Answers about what their experience was like. And it's not just for those people looking for destination weddings. Let's say if you're looking for a romantic getaway, if you're looking for a honeymoon, if you're looking for a vow renewal, you could ask your questions then. So I think that's going to be a very interactive and fun event on the 23rd of March at 6:30 p.m. Again, under the events tab, under the resources tab, events and webinars, you RSVP online there. And if all of that sounds like, Rose, what did you just say? Always remember 866-GO-FOX-GO, and our Saturday hours start at 9 a.m.
Yeah. No, you say March 11th sounds like a long ways away. That's less than 2 weeks
it
away.
It is. It absolutely is. So this is coming up fast. And we know people are having to make some new decisions and some, my most hated word, pivots when it comes to their travel plans. And maybe you were thinking you were going to go someplace internationally, say Mexico or the Caribbean for the spring break, and you're just having second thoughts. You're not feeling comfortable with it. And maybe you want to look for something else. So Florida beaches, Arizona deserts and mountains, or the Las Vegas Strip. We'll talk about those things on the Platinum Partner Series with Delta Vacations on March 11th.
I'll take all three.
I will too.
855-616-1620 is the line. Give us a call so we can answer your questions. Rose Gray, the travel expert here with us for the next 45 minutes or so. I know you have good news and you have some not so good news. We'll talk about that next on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. I'm Dayton Kane. Rose Gray is here. Let's start with, what do you want to start with?
Let's just lay it out there.
Okay.
So on Wednesday, we did get some news that Holland America and very shortly thereafter Princess Cruise Lines let us know that they are suspending all sailings that touch Canadian waters. They haven't given up the fight, but they're wisely allowing us to move forward with our customers so that we can say, look, here's the thing. It's not going to happen. What do you want to do? And now it's a matter of, do you want to move it to 2022, which we can do. We've got that ready to roll. We know who's going when. We know what's out there. We want to do just what we did last year, which is give those people that are what we're calling displaced Alaska customers the opportunity to move into our 2022 groups. And then we'll open it up to the public and move forward in that way. Or do you just want your money back? And, you know, we're hoping people are so excited about the proposition of going to Alaska and have done everything they can to learn about the destination. They've been to our webinars. Prior to that, we used to have in-person. Remember those days?
Yeah, when you could get together with people.
Yeah, big, giant in-person Alaska shows where we would, you know, sign people up on the spot and that kind of thing. And so, you know, a couple of cruise lines have yet to pull the trigger on the cancellations. They're lobbying the Canadian government, hoping that that Canadian government is going to allow foreign flagged ships sailing from the U.S. to not have to touch a foreign port, which is what that whole Jones Act is all about. But, you know, so Royal Caribbean hasn't made a decision yet. NCL hasn't made a decision yet. I just think that the big players up there who are absolutely Holland America and Princess Cruise Lines just said, we want our customers to be able to move forward. We want them to have the best experience they possibly could have. And so, you know, you have to say to yourself, what would my experience be like? Would I be wearing a mask in all public spaces at all times? Would the shows be compromised in any way? In other words, would they only allow half as many people into the big theaters on the ships? Can I go up to a bar, or is that not even going to be an opportunity for me? What is dining going to be like, et cetera, et cetera? So at this point in time, our travel advisors are reaching out to our many, many customers who are in some cases once already rebooked from 2020 to 2021, and now 21 is canceled, and we're going to hopefully move them over to 22. But it's not something that came as a big surprise to us. We're ready to move. We know what we're doing. And isn't it crazy, Dayton, how sort of jaded or somewhat thick-skinned we've become, and we just are expecting these things now.
Yeah, it's been going on too long. 855-616-1620 is the number to call in with your questions. We do have something on the text line here that asks, is the travel industry aggressively persuading Congress and President Biden to repeat the Jones Act so the 2021 Alaskan and New England cruising seasons don't get completely lost?
Absolutely. So ASTA, which is the American Society of Travel Advisors, the World Travel Council, anybody that has anything to do with travel, I've said this several times on this show, 1 in 10 jobs in the world are somehow tied to travel. Yeah. The hospitality industry, what have you, 1 in 10. And so this is huge. This is absolutely huge. And yes, we're begging. But again, as we're getting closer and closer to those final payments, these cruise lines have pushed those final payments out so people aren't having to make the final payments. And I think that's what kind of did Holland America and Princess made their decision. You know what? Let's just do it now. Let's just rip off the Band-Aid,
right.
Do it now. NCL, Royal Caribbean, and a couple others are still saying we're holding out for hope. This might happen. But at this point in time, I just feel like even if it does happen, you have to look at what that experience is going to be like. Then you have to make the decision. You work with your travel advisor, talk through all the scenarios. That's what we're there for, to hold your hand every step of the way, and then make an informed decision.
So that's the bad news. We have good news coming up next. So stick around for 2 minutes. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
42 degrees on the way up to a high of 46, so we're almost to our peak temperature. The sun is shining, and it is a good day, and we do have some good news from the travel agency. Fox World Travel is putting on something pretty cool.
Yep, so again, we've had some cancel and rebook and cancel and rebook struggles. And we are aware of that. We're moving as quickly as possible to get our groups out for 2022. And announced on Friday is Grand Hawaii. So in 2022, we will be doing Grand Hawaii, February 17th to March 2nd. This is all the islands, or the four main islands. This is a great, great trip. It's Honolulu, so the island of Oahu, and you do Pearl Harbor and all those things. And then off to the big island where you do Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. You stay in Kona for a couple nights. On the big island, I love Kona. I absolutely love Kona. Then off to Kauai, which is oftentimes the island that gets skipped when people are looking to either shorten or their trip or make it less expensive. Kauai seems to be the one that they sort of eliminate. So Waimea Canyon, of course, included. Then off to Maui, which seems to be everybody's favorite when they visited all four islands, and then home. And so it's back. It's open for sale. Your inter-island flights are included. We, of course, have the lay greeting, and a Fox World Travel Tour Director will be with you. You're going to be staying 12 nights, so it's three nights at Waikiki, three nights on the Big Island, three nights in Kauai, and all of them are Sheraton properties with the exception of the Outrigger when you're staying in Waikiki, and then in Maui, it's the Sheraton Maui. A luau, of course, is included in lots of other things. How do you find out about this trip in all of our groups? It's under the Travel tab. You will find vacation travel, and in that section, you will find Fox Group Vacations. And you have to scroll almost all the way to the bottom because we do have lots of other things going on prior to this. Right above that, you'll notice 2022 exotic and unique destinations, one of which is Voyage to Antarctica with Rose Gray, which is happening January 17th next year. And we are more than halfway full on that trip. So if Antarctica is that last continent that you have to visit, this is your opportunity. And I have made a vow to several people who have already booked on it. I will do the polar plunge.
What?
I will do the polar plunge.
Okay, you're crazy.
I am crazy.
Because that's really cold up there.
It's really cold down there.
Down there, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going the wrong direction. Oh, man. Okay. So Hawaii, that's fun. That's,
yeah.
That's good. Let's
We're
look forward
excited.
To something
We're
to
excited.
Go
yep.
see, get the islands out there.
Yep.
Maybe that's where I can convince my mom to take us if she's taking the family.
Yeah, that's a perfectly great trip. It's a little bit of long of flight. That is something you have. Do you have, we have young adults. We have children.
Okay.
We have, you know,
no,
that kind of thing.
It's all 20 plus, so we should go.
So they
be
can
good.
Suck it up and
yeah.
get on an eight-hour
yeah,
flight,
yeah.
no problem.
I just got to keep dropping these hints. Because I know my mom listens to the show and just
there
keep
you go.
Throwing out things until we get somewhere. Okay, well, good. So that's good news. We can find it all at foxworldtravel.com. And we do have one more question before we have to get to the news here. Domestically speaking, looking to take a river cruise in 2022, want opinions on which cruise lines you might recommend, specifically the Saga cruise line. What do you know about that?
Okay, so Saga Cruise Lines is based out of the UK. We don't book them a ton. They're, I would call them a boutique cruise line. They cater to the young at heart over 50. So it's not, they do have a lot of activities and those kinds of things. It gets a very good rating. And so we, as I said, we don't sell a lot of them because they're based out of the UK, but they are a very well-respected boutique cruise line.
Okay.
Does that sound
Any
like a good
Any others
that
you could recommend?
So they're trying to stay domestically?
Well, maybe not. It just says a river cruise. I assume domestic.
Yeah,
but
no,
it
that,
may not be.
That's, yep, that's probably out, you know, in the rivers of Europe. So, of course, you know, I love Uniworld. I love Avalon. Those are our two go-tos when we do our group trips. We know our good friend Jeff Wagner is a very avid lover of all things Uniworld. That's a little bit higher end. And then Avalon, I love because of the panoramic suites, floor-to-ceiling patio type doors, and you basically open up your drapes and look out and watch the world go by. So two really good choices there as well.
All right, perfect. So we are going to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Alex Crow, good morning.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm Dayton Kane. It is the fastest show on the radio, and we are already halfway through it. Rose, we do have a caller. You ready?
I am, because he's from Oshkosh,
yes,
where our headquarters are.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm just fine. Good morning, guys.
Hi, John.
I have a question, obviously, for Rose. Hi, Rose. We had a cruise that was scheduled with Holland America, and we had to cancel it because of a wedding that's going to conflict with this cruise. And this cruise was going to depart on August, middle of August type thing. So I'm well within the cancellation policy for Holland America to get a full refund with it. But I was told that Holland America was on a pause, whatever a pause is. And I think it had something to do with sailing, you know, in the Canadian waters and so forth. But this was not a Canadian water thing. This was in the Baltics. And what does it mean? I guess right now we don't know when we're going to be getting this refund and so on and so forth. But what is a pause?
Well, basically at this point in time, the government has, the CDC has put forth a document, a 40-page document, which all cruise lines must comply with before they can actually begin sailing. So many of the cruise lines now, especially for Caribbean sailings, have said we're paused till May 31. And then we're going to see if we can get all of these requirements checked off. You may have heard, John, do you remember hearing that there were a lot of people that were signing up for these, they were volunteering to be these guinea pigs for their first cruises?
No, I have not.
Yeah. So Royal Caribbean was the first one to come out with it, and then several others came out with this. One of the things that is in this document that will allow these cruise lines to begin to sailing is they've got to do some test runs. And so they want people on these ships to do these test runs. And they're complimentary, but you have to, you know, do everything by the book. You've got to wear the mask, and you've got to be at dinner at a certain time, and you have to do certain surveys, et cetera, et cetera. So they have that among many, many other things that they have to accomplish before they can actually start sailing. Some of these cruise lines are being very optimistic about when they're going to be able to accomplish these things, and some are being a little bit more realistic and saying, we're not going to get this done by May 31st. We're going to have to put this out there. The other thing is, your sailing was in the Baltics, and so right now, they're probably waiting to see all of the countries, the ports of call, what their requirements are going to be to allow you to get in there. Are they going to require vaccines? Is a negative COVID test going to be enough? Will any of that be necessary? So that's why they're on a pause right now.
Okay, so does the pause also mean that you wouldn't be getting a refund
No.
until they figure things out?
No, you can get a refund. Now, you may want to check when you do this. They're being pretty generous about people that are making cancellations, and they may give you an opportunity to take a future cruise credit at additional percentage. Some of them are 10%, and some of them are as much as 25%. And people are taking them up on that offer because they're saying, well, then I'll get a better cabin. That I'll use that additional funds to get a better cabin or upgrade my experience in some way. So, yeah, I think you'll have two options there. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. You can cancel right now and you'll be in great shape.
Okay, well, I put it out, you know, probably well over a week ago, and I haven't heard anything back. So that's kind of what my concern was, I guess. So.
Yeah. When is your final payment due?
Well, I've already paid for it all.
Okay, so it was a paid in full type situation.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you have to understand this, too. I know that this is going to sound like a broken record, but patience is the key here because you are pretty many months out, and they're working on such a reduced staff at these cruise lines, it's crazy. I mean, some of them have let up to 75% of their people go. And so they're probably working on a date order type request. So hang in there. And then if you haven't heard anything, I would say by the end of the week, another nudge would probably be in order.
All right. Thank you, Rose.
You're welcome.
Thanks, John. Have a great day. One quick question before we have to take a break here from the text line. 855-616-1620 if you want to get a hold of Rose and ask your questions. We're taking a Globus trip to Yellowstone this June. Are Globus vacations open and running, or is there a specific start date?
Yeah, they are open and running. Right now, Globus announced somewhere around the 10th or 11th of February that anybody that is on a Globus trip will have to provide proof of negative COVID test within 72 hours or proof of vaccine or proof of having had COVID within a certain amount of time. The restrictions and requirements are on their website. Contact your travel advisor. If you booked it with a travel advisor, they should have that information. And if not, Globus would be able to tell you that too. But that happened, as I said, around 10th or 11th of February. Everything's running right now, but they're requiring one of those three things.
855-616-1620. Don't wait until the end. Get your calls in now. For Rose Gray, it's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Sighting Unlimited, WTMJ news time is 9:43. Good morning. It's 43 degrees on the way up to a high of 46. We probably are going to top 46 if we're already at 43 today. My name is Dayton Kane. We do have a caller on the line from Fond du Lac. Mary, good morning. What's your question for Rose?
Hi, Rose.
Hey.
I am wondering, what are your thoughts about traveling to northern Costa Rica at the end of March?
Have you made the booking already?
No.
Okay.
No.
So you need probably, I guess I would reach out to one of our travel advisors because there are some unique requirements for entry into Costa Rica, one of which is a special travel insurance that you have to purchase.
I knew you had to purchase travel insurance. I didn't know it was anything special.
Yeah, it's okay. Special. It's a unique kind, and our travel advisors are very well versed in this because it has to be a particular type that is approved by the Costa Rican government that has certain restrictions or certain policy inclusions of how much coverage you have, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, you absolutely can. Costa Rica was one of the first countries that welcomed us with open arms. So, you know, yes, they're taking very good care of us. They've got great protocols in place with regard to their airport and all that kind of thing. Now, would you be flying into Liberia or San Jose?
Oh, I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
I don't know. My daughter is making those arrangements and so on.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, right now, Costa Rica is very welcoming. Just make sure that you have your ducks in a row with regard to your entry requirements. But as far, and then, of course, you do realize you'd be coming back into the United States. And so many of the resorts, including Club Med that you're asking about, are giving free antigen tests so that you're complying with the CDC requirement that anybody coming back into the United States has that negative COVID test not more than 72 hours in advance.
Okay, my question on Club Med, though, is we did have a trip planned in 2020 to go to Club Med in Dominican Republic, and of course it was canceled, but we did receive a full refund, which I know some didn't.
Right.
But what are your thoughts for the following? How are they doing? What are your thoughts for booking?
Truthfully, I will tell you.
2021.
Yeah, I will tell you, we don't sell a ton of Club Med. Club Med, as I was explaining to Dayton off the air, was like the innovator when it came to all-inclusive resorts. But they didn't include their drink packages. And so Americans liked that whole concept of having the drinks included with their packages. And so then they fell out of favor, I would say, a little bit with the Americans, but are gaining some back again. And so we know a little bit about them. And, you know, they're a perfectly lovely company. They've been around for absolutely ever. You have to give credit to anybody in the travel industry that is holding on and has longevity, and they certainly do. They certainly do. And so, yeah, I mean, as I said, we don't book them as much as we used to way back in the day, pre-sandals and pre-couples and pre-all those other all-inclusives, but they're starting to gain some popularity again because not everybody is all about how much can I drink.
Which is a good thing sometimes.
Right, yeah.
Thank you very much for your call, Mary. Have a great weekend. I'm going to give you one quick question here from the text line. I need you to be quick, though, Rose.
Okay.
I know that sometimes.
I can do it.
Okay, here we go. Do you think a Viking River cruise in early December or late November from Amsterdam to Budapest is actually going to happen in 2021?
75% yes.
Okay. That was a quick answer.
Thank you.
I love it. We are going to take a break. More calls and texts, 855-616-1620. We're on our last segment. How are we on our last segment already?
This happens every week.
If you have a question, you need to get it in now. 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ. Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Here we are at the last segment of the show already, Rose. Fox World Travel Show. I am Dayton Kane. 951-44 on the way up to a high of 46 today. And the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Rick from Norway texted in and says, hello, I love listening to your show. Thank you, Rick. I just booked a four-day trip through Fox, the first time that I have ever done this. We're flying Southwest Airlines to Fort Myers. Anything unique you can share about boarding Southwest Airlines, arriving at the airport, etc.?
Yeah, so anybody that has flown Southwest, and we're so lucky that they're flying out of Milwaukee and actually adding routes as recently as yesterday. What you need to know is there are no seat assignments, and so you can do a couple things. You can pay for early bird check-in, which on almost every flight, unless you're flying from Milwaukee to Madison, that's a joke. If you're flying any length of time, it's a $25 charge to do early bird check-in, and what that will do is that will put you in either the end of the A group or the beginning of the B group without having to do any additional work. If you don't want to pay for that, you can be poised over your phone or any device, computer, iPad, whatever it is, with your reservation up exactly 24 hours before you're going to fly and check in, because check in is done in the order of the people that are doing that. And some people actually choose not to even bother and go to the airport. Well, there are A group, B group, and C group, and they line you up based on that check-in number. And then it's a free-for-all on the plane. And so, as you can imagine, couples who are traveling together will take the window seat and the aisle seat, hoping that no one will take that middle seat. And then as we get into the C group, people start wandering onto the plane looking all very sad and lost because there's only middle seats. And then the flight attendants will make an announcement. Everybody needs to realize that we've got a full flight today and everybody needs to move over because we've got to get these people on. So I choose to either, if I'm feeling very, very wealthy, spend the $25 for the early bird check-in and then I don't have to think about it. Or if I look at my schedule and I go, you know, at 6 a.m. the day before I fly, at 6 a.m. the next day, I can be at my mobile device with my reservation up and I can hit check-in. And I will get probably at the very end of the A's or the beginning of the B's. And there are 60 people in each one of the groups, because that's how many people, 60 times 3, that's how many people can fit on their 737s that they fly. And so that's how you do it. Now, you might say, who gets on those A groups? People who have Rapid Rewards, that's their frequent flyer program, with status. So people who fly them all the time and have a high status. Or the people who paid for the early bird check-in.
All right.
All right.
Another question at 855-616-1620. Ask Rose, how does a person inquire about becoming a cruise guinea pig to do the COVID protocol?
Well, sadly,
you mentioned that earlier. Yeah,
this is actually a pun. You missed the boat. Because if I will tell you, several months ago when it was announced that this was going to happen, and I told Dayton it was bothering me, I could not think of the name of that document that came out on October 30th. It is the framework for conditional sailing order that the CDC issued on the 30th of October. So the cruise lines around the beginning of November said, we're going to need these guinea pigs to get on these sailings to comply with this framework of conditional sailing. And so Royal Caribbean, as an example, in 1 week had 100,000 people sign up.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Free cruise, why not?
Right.
There we go.
So it's probably too late, sadly.
All right. Lori in Waukesha says she listens every Saturday morning. Thank you, Lori. My mom and I, she is in her 80s, would like to take an Oregon River cruise. Is there a cruise line you would recommend, and how would a cruise on the Mississippi compare?
Yep. So if you're going to do like the Columbia or the Snake River, I would take a look at a company called Uncruise. Sounds weird, but that is what it's called, Uncruise. And again, 866-GO-FOX-GO. Another way to contact us is go to foxworldtravel.com. There is a contact us button. The first opportunity is vacation travel. Hit the contact us button. You can do a virtual chat if you don't feel like actually talking to somebody on the phone, or you can actually set up a virtual appointment, or you can send an email. Lots of ways to get in touch with us. And again, we're open at 9 a.m. on Saturdays till 3. 866-GO-FOX-GO. Ask somebody about Uncruise on the Columbia or Snake Rivers.
All right. Easy one. Do they take your temperature at Mitchell Airport before getting on a plane?
Right now, they are not.
All right, Chris, thanks for that. And here we have a reservation at Planet Hollywood in Vegas. Received an email being moved to Paris Hotel. Is that a fair trade or upgrade?
Upgrade.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go, John. Yep. That's an upgrade.
The one thing you will miss out on Planet Hollywood is they have an amazing sport book if you are big into sport betting. But other than that, Paris is absolutely suitable, lovely, wonderful, and you'll have a fine time.
We just have a couple minutes left. Tell us again about what's going on with that Hawaii trip.
So we want to remind everybody that we got our Hawaii travel group travel out for 2022. Under the Fox World Travel tab, you will find travel, then you will find vacation travel, and there is Fox Group Vacations. All of the groups that we have going currently are listed there. More are added daily as we move into our 2022 opportunities. Check that out. And then under the resources tab on that same website, you will find events and webinars. March 11th is Sun, Sand, and Strips, and that will be with our partners at Delta Vacations. And then Destination Love, which is a Q&A for couples who are looking for destination weddings, vow renewals, or honeymoons.
There you go. We are at the finish line already for the show. You can go rest your voice, go grab a drink somewhere. Thank you so much. Always have the right information for everybody, and we appreciate that. And thank you for all your calls and texts today. Don't forget, next week we are back at the same time, 9 o'clock, right here on WTMJ. It's been the Fox World Travel Show.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel, and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.